Section 6. Sharing the road with other users. Always be aware of other roadway users and extend the courtesy to share the road safely and efficiently. 6A. Motorcycles. 6A-1. Seeing and understanding motorcycles. Motorcycles are vehicles with the same rights and privileges as any vehicle on the roadway. Allow the motorcyclists a full lane width, although it may seem as though there is enough room in the traffic lane for an automobile and a motorcycle. Remember, the motorcycle needs the room to maneuver safely. Do not share the lane. Approximately one-third of all motorcycle crashes involve another motor vehicle. Nearly 40% were caused by the other vehicle turning left in front of the motorcyclist. Motorcycles are smaller and may be difficult to see. Motorcycles have a much smaller profile than other vehicles, which can make it more difficult to judge the speed and distance of an approaching motorcycle. Always signal your intentions before changing lanes or merging with traffic. This allows the motorcyclist to anticipate traffic flow and find a safe lane position. Remember that motorcyclists are often hidden in a vehicle's blind spot or missed in a quick look due to their smaller size. Always make a visual check for motorcycles by checking mirrors and blind spots before entering or leaving a lane of traffic and at intersections. Don't be fooled by a flashing turn signal on a motorcycle. Motorcycle signals usually are not self-canceling, and riders sometimes forget to turn them off. Wait to be sure the motorcycle is going to turn before you proceed. Remember that road conditions, which are minor annoyances to you, pose major hazards to motorcyclists. Motorcyclists may change speed or adjust their position within a lane suddenly in reaction to road and traffic conditions, such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement. Allow more following distance, 3 or 4 seconds, following a motorcycle, so the motorcyclist has enough time to maneuver or stop in an emergency. In dry conditions, motorcycles can stop more quickly than a car. 6B. Bicyclists. Bicycles are a legitimate form of transportation. Per Nebraska Revised Statute 60-6314, a person riding a bicycle has the same duties and rights as a driver of a motor vehicle. Bicyclists must obey traffic laws. Bicyclists must ride as far right in a lane as is practical or on paved shoulders. Bicyclists may ride in the lane of travel where the lane is too narrow for a bicycle and vehicle to travel safely side by side within the lane. Bicyclists are not restricted to the right lane of traffic. A bicyclist may need to change lanes to make left turns or to continue through an intersection. They follow the same path any other vehicle would take traveling in the same direction. On one-way streets in urban areas, bicyclists may ride in the far left-hand lane. Remember that road conditions, which are minor annoyances to you, pose major hazards to people on bicycles. Bicyclists may adjust their position within a lane suddenly in reaction to road and traffic conditions, such as potholes, gravel, wet or slippery surfaces, pavement seams, railroad crossings, and grooved pavement. Motorists should merge with bicycle traffic when preparing for a right-hand turn. Avoid turning directly across the path of bicycles traveling in the same direction. When turning left at an intersection, yield to oncoming bicyclists just as you would to oncoming motorists. Do not blast a vehicle's horn when approaching a bicyclist. Look for bicycles before opening car doors. The law requires that motorists overtaking a bicycle proceeding in the same direction must leave a safe distance of no less than 3 feet clearance when applicable, when passing a bicycle, and shall maintain such clearance until safely past the overtaken bicycle. If it is not safe to leave 3 feet of clearance, the driver should reduce speed and wait until it is safe to pass the bicyclist. Children on bicycles are often unpredictable in their actions. A common crash type for young cyclists is mid-block rideouts. Entering a road from a driveway, alley, or curb without slowing, stopping, or looking for traffic. Inexperienced bicyclists may be less predictable. Signs of an inexperienced bicyclist include riding against traffic or swerving. Take extra precautions when driving around or near bicyclists displaying these behaviors. Look both ways at intersections before turning. Bicyclists may be found riding on sidewalks or trails parallel to streets and roads. At intersections and roundabouts, right-of-way rules apply equally to bicyclists and motor vehicles. 6C, pedestrians. Expect pedestrians anywhere at any time and always yield to them. Be alert for pedestrians crossing in the middle of the street, especially near schools, parks, and residential areas. Be alert for pedestrians who disregard or misjudge traffic signals and walk against the light. Yield to pedestrians when turning. Be especially alert where right or left turn on red lights are allowed. Come to a complete stop behind crosswalks, marked and unmarked, at stop signs or red lights. Do not pass a vehicle which has stopped for a pedestrian. The stopped vehicle may block the view of the pedestrian in the street. Always give the right-of-way to a blind or visually impaired person who is using a white cane or service dog by stopping and remaining stopped until the person is clear of the roadway. 6D, snow and ice removal operations. During and after winter storms, the process of snow and ice removal is almost continuous until the streets and highways are back to normal conditions. When approaching snow removal equipment, be aware of the following. Snow removal equipment may result in snow restricting visibility. Pass only if the roadway ahead can clearly be seen. Extreme caution should be used when passing. Snow removal equipment may leave ridges of snow, making passing hazardous. Occasionally, the weight of the plowed snow may cause the snow removal equipment to skid. Maintain a safe following distance from snow removal equipment. Flying sand and chunks of ice and snow can damage vehicles. Maintain a following distance of 100 feet from snow removal equipment or other maintenance vehicles while working on roadways, except to pass. 6E, school buses. Always be alert for students on or near the roadway when a school bus is stopped. Reader's note. A diagram shows two buses from the front. The left bus has no stop arm extended and has amber warning lights activated. The right bus has a stop arm extended from the driver's side and has red stop lights and amber warning lights activated. End note. 6E-1. Overhead amber warning lights. When a school bus is about to stop and load or unload children, the bus driver activates amber warning lights. When meeting or overtaking a bus, slow to 25 miles per hour and prepare to stop. The amber warning lights will stay on until the bus door opens. 6E-2. Overhead red stop lights, stop arm. When the bus driver opens the bus door, the red stop lights and stop arm activates. Stop and remain stopped until the bus driver retracts the stop arm and deactivates the red warning lights. Stop a reasonable distance from the bus. 6E-3. When you must stop. Not stopping when approaching or overtaking a school bus, which has stop lights on and the stop arm extended, is unlawful. The only exception occurs when approaching a school bus in the opposite direction on a roadway divided by a median. Stopping is required in the following situation. Reader's note. A diagram shows a two-lane, two-way road. There is a school bus in the middle of the diagram with stop arm extended and lights activated. There are students at the front of the bus and on the curb running to the bus. There are two cars behind the bus and two cars in the opposite lane in front of the bus. A label reading stop is located above and below each set of two cars. End note. 6F, large trucks and buses. 6F-1, general information. A loaded truck with good tires and properly adjusted brakes, traveling at 55 miles per hour on a clear, dry roadway, requires a minimum of 340 feet to come to a complete stop. Do not abruptly enter the roadway in front of a large vehicle. If turning from the roadway, avoid changing lanes in front of a large vehicle. When traveling up or down steep grades, larger vehicles often drive slower and use the right lane. Avoid driving in the right lane when traveling up or down hills, as well as in the vicinity of truck way stations, where slow-moving trucks will be attempting to re-enter faster-moving traffic. By avoiding the right lane in these areas, you will reduce the possibility of rear-ending or being rear-ended by a large vehicle. Avoid driving near vehicles carrying hazardous materials. These vehicles will be clearly marked with the type of hazardous materials they are transporting, such as explosives, poison, or flammable materials. Unlike the hydraulic brakes on automobiles, trucks and buses have air brakes. Air brakes do not operate instantly, as do hydraulic brakes. Do not make sudden stops in front of large vehicles. On some highways, when approaching long hills with a steep grade, a sign, "Slow traffic, keep right," will be associated with an additional right lane. This permits slower vehicles, such as trucks, farm equipment, and recreational vehicles, to move to the right lane, thus allowing other traffic to pass on the grade. When navigating a roundabout, the raised, paved truck apron along the edges of the circular roadway may be used for the rear wheels of large vehicles. 6F-2, No Zone. Don't hang out in the no zone. No zones are areas around trucks or buses where cars, 1, disappear into blind spots, or 2, are so close that they restrict the truck or bus driver's ability to stop or maneuver safely. Both types of no zones greatly increase the potential for a crash. Backing up. When a truck or bus is backing up, it sometimes must temporarily block the street to maneuver accurately. Never pass close behind a truck or bus that is preparing to back up or is in the process of backing up. Passing. Another no zone is just in front of trucks or buses. One of the biggest mistakes made is to cut in too soon when passing. Don't pull in front of the truck or bus unless the entire front of the truck or bus can be seen in the rearview mirror. Rear blind spots. Trucks and buses have deep blind spots directly behind them. Do not tailgate. Being able to see the rearview mirrors of the truck or bus allows the driver of the larger vehicle to see vehicles behind or beside them. Side blind spots. Trucks and buses have much larger blind spots on both sides than cars do. Do not travel beside trucks or buses for great lengths of time. Wide turns. Because of a vehicle's size, truck and bus drivers sometimes need to swing wide to manage their turns. When they do, they can't see cars directly behind or beside them. Give them plenty of room, and never try to squeeze around them.